Ahmed Alito has been living in this camp for displaced people in the northern Syrian city of Azaz for 6 years. Like many others here, he was forced from his home in Tel Rifat, less than 20 kilometers south, when the YPG seized control of the city from the opposition. With the Turkish government saying it intends to launch a ground offensive against the Syrian Kurdish group, Ahmed hopes he'll soon be able to return home safely.
Life is difficult here. On farmlands, we live in tents. We soak in the winter and burn in the summer. We are ready to reclaim our stolen lands and homes, the lands where we spent our childhood.
Zeliha, Ahmed's mother, wants to return to Tel Rifat. It's a possible target for a Turkish military operation after Ankara blamed the YPG for a bomb attack in Istanbul earlier this month. She says leaving was not her choice.
At home, you live like a king, but here it's tense. It's not a life anymore. Even if our houses are destroyed, we can still build tents over the rubble. Just let us get back.
Turkey says the YPG is the Syrian branch of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and it doesn't want what it considers threats along its borders with Iraq and Syria. But the YPG is also supported by the United States, which focuses on the Kurdish group's opposition to ISIL. Any Turkish incursion into northern Syria risks making relations between the two NATO allies more difficult than they already are. The commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, Mazlum Abdi, says a Turkish offensive could also target Minbij and Ayn al-Arab and has threatened to reply with attacks along Turkey's borders.
Thousands of Syrians living across the border are facing a difficult choice. The years-long war have forced them from their homes in other parts of Syria. Some say they support the Turkish military operation, hoping it will bring peace and stability. But others say they don't have anywhere else to go because Turkey is adamant that it won't take in any more refugees. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Kilis, southeastern Turkey.